So I'm outside the front of the mansion at Bletchley Park, and I've just momentarily stepped back in time. Stepped back to what looks like a very scary time, because I am surrounded by weaponry, and a couple of guys who look like they might actually know how to use this if they weren't eating ham and cheese sandwiches and drinking from metal teacups. He pauses. Sir, what are we standing next to, and who are you guys?
Right, we're the British Airborne Reenactment Society. So we celebrate the Arnhem 1944 Second World War and the airborne units and gliderborne units that took part in that action.
And everything I see here is original, as in you would have found there?
Yes, apart from this section here that is 1970s, 1980s.
Oh, okay, you've got some 70s and 80s. So what kind of weaponry was used back then?
Right, you have the brain gun over here, 303.
Maybe pointing might not work on the audio.
I keep forgetting, mate. I'm doing this on the side. So you've got LMG, 303, light machine gun. Yeah. You've got a heavy, the medium machine gun, should I say, the Vickers machine gun, 303 caliber, 9mm Sten guns, and anti-tank. You've got over there, plastic grenades, other versions of the Sten guns.
And you guys travel around and reenact. Do you actually, I mean, are you there to give information, advice, history, etc.? Do you do any fighting yourselves?
Yes, we do all of that. That's the whole point of it. It's a living history group, so we'll do shows like this one at Bletchley, where we're just on a static display, and we'll, anybody ask the questions, we'll talk to the old vets, anybody wants to know information, then we'll pass it over. Other shows, we'll actually put on battles. Not set piece, you know, like particular battles, but it's just a set piece to get people ideas of what it was like to, and the sounds and the sights of what it is, and that's what we do. And we do that throughout the year.
Have you got a website?
Yes, it is. It's on the front of our banner there.
I'll read that as I walk off. You've got a few canisters on you. Oh, here we go. BritishAirborne.co.uk. Excellent. So nice photograph on your business card here of loads of red berets and a very light green one.
It's a grey one, actually. That's Polish. That's me when I normally do Polish.
That one there?
Oh, at the back. He's an ex-Marine, that one.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Oh, well, nice.
The grey one is a Polish one.
So you've got some what look like smoke canisters hanging from you. Do they actually work?
These are 1970s, because it's still airborne, even though it was not 1944 for airborne. Do still exist. Yeah. So this is what was worn basically for the Falklands.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a bit of plastic involved there. I don't know.
See, I'm afraid we've gone from the wood and metal to plastic. Do a lot of wood and metal, but there's plastic now. Yeah.
No need to polish anything.
Yeah.
So do you think you'll be taking a few people down memory lane today who are actually there?
Yes, we've already had people. Well, yesterday we've had people come along and say, oh yes, I remember that and I remember this. And it's, well, that's what it's about, you know, showing new people what was around and keeping the history alive and bringing back memories for those that actually took part in the different actions, or, you know, even if they've just seen it in passing because they were around in the 1940s, you know.
How important do you think it is for us to keep Bletchley Park going as a living museum itself?
I think it's very important. It's not just Bletchley Park. It should be history as it goes in this country, which seems to, I'm afraid, take a backhander most of the time. We just don't want to, well, those in power don't seem to want to keep it going. But it's good to see it, because there were people that took a lot of time. And the reason we can have a conversation standing right now is because these people did what they did. And that's what you've got to keep going.
A lot of sacrifices made, that's for sure. Well, good luck today. I'm going to pop back later and maybe hear some of the tales that you've managed to talk about with some of these guys. Looks like your superior officer has just rocked up in a pair of comedy trousers almost. They're very high, aren't
they? He's not a superior officer. That's a policeman, I'm afraid.
Oh, is he? Oh, well, he can still...
One of the most hated people.
I know. MPs. Nightmare. I could see you looking at him with a bit of disdain as it is. Can he not boss you around, though?
No.
Oh, he doesn't have any command over you, even though he's a policeman.
Drunk and disorderly, yeah, he'll probably put you away, yeah. Most of the time he gets told exactly what we think of him, do a runner, you know.
Well, I'll be your alibi, that is just tea in that cup, so...
It is at the moment, yeah.
And what's your name?
Stan Cheffy.
Nice one, thank you very much. Take care, have a great day.
You,
cheers. And that is britishairborne.co.uk if you want to check out what these guys are doing.